The sermonette I entitled Good. And just sort of want to look at the word to start with, good. What does it mean? So I went to the dictionary, and I have a Canadian Oxford dictionary here, and the meaning of good is having the right or desired qualities, satisfactory or adequate. And we can look at that and say, you know, as a Christian, we could say, I don't fit that bill. I don't have the desired qualities. Who has those? It is only God that has the desired qualities, and that's what we're looking for, is his qualities, his righteousness. We don't have those. Are we satisfactory? I'm not. In no way am I satisfactory in this physical body in life now. And am I adequate? No, I fall short very, very, very severely. And so, good. You know, we see that God is good, but and we're not, but we are required to do good. So, first off, I'd like to go back to Proverbs 25 and 21, just see that, you know, we are required, and throughout Proverbs and throughout the Bible, there's a lot that talks about good, and Proverbs 25 and verse 21, get here, 25 and 21. Getting the right page here. 25, 21. Thine enemies, if thy enemy be hungry, give him bread to eat, and if he be thirsty, give him water to drink. Even your enemy you're to do good to. So we have a responsibility to do good things. And also in Matthew 5 and 44, we'll look at another example of where we're commanded to do good. Matthew 5 and 44. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you. I think it's pretty hard, doesn't it? When somebody in your workplace or your neighbor or somebody is always doing things that seem to be to stick it in your back or go behind your back, tells things about you that are not true, and yet here we are, we're to do good to them. We're to love them. And why? And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. It's quite a thing to, you know, to do good to people that despitefully use us and cause us trouble and havoc. You know, if you're in an office and somebody's telling stories about you that aren't true, but yet once the stories are out, everybody has those stories always in their mind. But doing these deeds of good, does that make us good? I don't think in any way it does. And the Bible says over in Psalms, we won't turn there, but it says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. It says God is good. The Lord is good, and there's only God that is good, and there's no two ways about it. That when we look at ourselves, if we really, really look at ourselves, we are not good. Most of us want to be good. You know, we try to do things to look good. You know, when we come on the Sabbath, we put our little act on and make sure that our tie is straight, and we don't want to come unpresentable, and we don't want to try and, even though we're in a grumpy mood a half an hour before we come to services, we try to put that air aside and look good and be to everybody else. We want to be look good. But over in Matthew 19 and 17, I think kind of sums it up totally of who is good. Matthew 19 and verse 17. And maybe we'll go back up to 16. And behold, one came saying unto him, good master, this gentleman is talking to Christ, and what good thing shall I do? What will make me good? What will, not that I want to do a good deed to somebody, but what will make me good? What shall I do that I may have eternal life? He was thinking that if he did something, it would make him good enough to have eternal life. And he said unto him, this is Christ, why callest thou me good? There we are. Christ, even in this physical life, knew that he, as a physical human being, was not good. And I'm sure he was, and I know he was a lot more righteous than we are. So where does that leave us? There is none good but one. That is God, the Father. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. Here this fellow was looking for something, but yet Christ even said that it is only God that is good, God the Father. He didn't even consider himself to be good in this when he was on this earth as a physical human being. And so where are we going to fit into this? You know, we are not good, but yet we are required to do good deeds. And so we have to keep it in the proper focus and the proper balance of doing good things, but yet knowing that none of those good deeds that we do are going to make us good. That it is only God's Holy Spirit working through us and His righteousness that in the end will make us good. And I think I was reading through Proverbs this past week, and I came across a scripture, and I thought, this sort of ties right in and sort of sums it all up for in closing. And in Proverbs 16, verse 2, I think this kind of sums everything up. All the ways of a man are clean in his own, are good in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirit. You know, God knows, you know, who of us cannot say that we don't try to want to look good, and we want to be good, we want to be accepted by the people in this world, and we do, but yet we have to keep that focus, as it says here, that God judges the heart, so that we have to keep in the right focus and the right perspective of doing good and being good.